Javier Baez and the Cubs hosting the Blue Jays for the first time since 2005. Blue Jays up 1-0 in the second. Jason Hayward facing Jay Happ.
Ground ball, Zobrist toward the plate, and Happ did not get over to cover first.
That's a shift run.
The 1-2. Baez hits a little pop flash, shallow right. Coming in, Bautista still coming. That's a base hit. Coming in to score, Caratini. Stopping at second, Jason Hayward. RBI single, Javier Baez. It landed in shallow right field like it was a parachute.
As Anthony hits a line drive bullet where the shortstop spot is vacated, two runs are going to score. Almora scores. Here comes Bryant, and the Cubs are up 5-1 on the line drive single by Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo can't get it. Seeing eye single. Two runs will score. It's a one-run ball game. As Ryan Goins found a hole, the tiniest on the right side to get it through.
The next offering, swinging a high fly ball. Deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone.
Javier Baez with a long home run. Cubs lead 7-4.
The Cubs have won four of their last six. After the game, manager Joe Maddon summed up the win.
Yeah, we had limited bullpen again, so it was very large to get us that deeply. I thought Jake was really good. The walk obviously got him out of the game. I thought he still had good stuff. It was like 95 pitches. The numbers are still good on the gun. But, you know, it's hot. Again, it's very warm out there, and I just did not want to press it. And CJ came and did a great job. But, yes, Jake was outstanding. You could see it. Fastball command, man. When it's there, this guy's pitching deeply into games, and he's given up very few runs. He just had good stuff again.
Joe, you've been around a lot of players and pitchers that have gone into a free agent year and really not been able to perform. It seems like Jake has just, from the spring training on, not backed away from that challenge or talking about it when he's asked.
It's the best way to go about it, I think. You got to go Jack Ryan. You just talk about it. You talk about it, you're open about it, and eventually you fight your way through it. It's very simple stuff. I agree with you. I love the way he's gone about his business this year. There was a moment there he was struggling a little bit. A lot of people were asking different questions. He did not alter. He continued along the same path right now. Maybe not as good as he was a couple years, but he's really darn close. I mean, the velocity may be down a click, but I'm seeing more 93s and 94s popping. I'm seeing command of this breaking stuff. I'm seeing the changeup being more utilized, which I really do like. Pretty much averaging 90 to 100 pitches a game, which is going to keep him strong for the playoffs. So, outstanding mental performance by him, too.
Joe, another great day by Javi today, obviously. Does he get even better when he plays every single day?
Well, it's looking like that right now. I mean, he's the wonderful thing I've talked about, he's got short-term memory. You know, when he doesn't do, if he strikes out or makes a mistake, he's able to file it as well as any player I've been around. A lot of guys will carry stuff with them, and then it leads to more problems. Between the home run and then how about the play? I mean, my God, I mean, two strikes on Bautista, the ball probably had a 100-plus exit velocity, and to turn that into an out was pretty spectacular. We made Rizzo, you know, even though he chose to go to the plate, that we had a chance at second, but still Riz has played some great first base. The pick he had earlier in the game was outstanding also. Happer up the middle in that well-struck ball, I think it was smoke. We did a lot of good things on the field today overall. Some clutch hitting. We moved the ball at the right time. And Caratini, behind the plate and at the plate, had himself a really nice day.
Just the value that Javi brings you. You're starting shortstops down, and he builds right in and provides all everything that you need.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you know, he's still prone to that mistake, you know, so you're still going to see that. And you got to play through it. You got to play through the rough lie sometimes, because I'm telling you, he's not a finished product. Albert's not a finished product. Tapp's not a finished product. Caratini's. There's a lot of guys in that lineup there that aren't finished products. So you got to put your developmental cap on as you're watching them, knowing that they're going to make some mistakes, regardless of how often you say something to them or how much you're repetitive with your coaching, whatever. They're still going to make some mistakes.
A lot of talk before the game about Montgomery taking over for Lester, but mm-hmm. Does Jake and Kyle pitching the way that they've been pitching help fill his void even more?
Of course, it balances the whole thing out. I mean, we definitely need that. We got on a nice roll post-break because we pitched so well, and the next roll is going to be because we pitched so well. We got to pitch well, and you got to catch it, give them their minimum number of outs per game. And when we start doing that consistently, you're going to see us pile up, you know, again, 5 out of 6, 8 out of 10, et cetera, et cetera. But you need to pitch and play defense well to do that.
Well, how about the atmosphere here today? It's not that often you get that many fans of other
teams
here.
I remember a couple years ago, Kansas City, I thought, traveled well. And, of course, the Canadians traveled well today also. I love their city. It's a great spot up there. You know, it's a different – I mean, normally when you go to the game in Rogers, whatever they call it now, it's the Rogers Center. It's normally quiet. It's almost like a theater. And then they come down here, and they got caught up in the atmosphere of Wrigley, and all of a sudden they became loud. Because normally up there you could actually, like, hear conversations. So it was kind of interesting to see it.
Along with his 20 home runs, Baez is now one RBI shy of his career high. He spoke after the win.
I mean, it was louder than the homer, so, really happy with that, and obviously with the homer, too.
Be honest, how do you make a play like that? What's the key?
I don't know, just reaction and, you know, a lot of focus.
Well, Wade Davis certainly appreciated it, and so did these guys. But let's go back now to that eighth inning. You had a conversation in the dugout with John Mailey right before you stepped out there. You were swinging there. What were you looking for on the second pitch?
Well, I just had the information from the pitcher that he was coming in the game. And, you know, last second he didn't come in the game, so I was just getting his information and the way that he was pitching to me. And, you know, obviously Miggy behind the plays, he knows where I struggle. So. The series before, they were pushing me to me one way, and this one, it's been pushing me different. So, you know, I just made my adjustment and, you know, got to hit a homer.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Miguel Montero. You had a little interaction with him early in the game there at home plate, but was it good to see Miggy?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I asked him if he brought his family, and he said no, but, you know, happy to see him again.
He came back at you like he thought he got you there.
He said he got me, but, you know. I thought I got in there, but I didn't. So.
Arrieta puts together his seventh consecutive quality start on the season, and he talked about his performance.
Well, I think it's we're in a fortunate situation having a guy like Monty that can step in our rotation and do a good job for us. You know, we've seen him do that in the past. He's been willing and able to be a long guy to the pen, come out in later innings and get some big outs or start for us. So having a guy like him that's versatile, that can start on short notice and provide nice results is a boost for us. Obviously, it's not ideal to have a guy as talented as Lester go down, but, you know, hopefully, you know, we just allow him a little bit of time to get himself back to where he needs to be and then be back in there and help us down the stretch. So, you know, just looking forward to seeing Monty get out there and be able to do his thing for a little while and then, you know, get Lester back healthy as soon as we can.
Jake, that's two earned runs or less in every one of your starts since the break. You said you were going to step it up, but it's one thing to say and it's another thing, obviously, to do it. Can you just talk about how you have stepped it up here?
Well, I've located the ball really well. I've established certain things early on in the ball game that allow me to do certain things differently as the game progresses. I've showed the ability to spin multiple breaking balls for strikes and then for put away late in the count. And honestly, pitching to contact early in the game and having certain things that I can use for put away pitches later on is really the way you pitch and the way you pitch successfully. You know, I think the game plan is always to utilize strengths, point out and try and expose a weakness here and there with the opposing offense and try and pitch into the seventh inning. Was able to do that. Obviously would have liked to get out of that jam, but CJ came in and did a really nice job. And, you know, Javi with his home run, we were able to separate ourselves a little bit more going into the last inning. And then Wade came in and did his thing. So it was a good ball game against a good offense, and Hap was pretty good for them. We were just able to get to him early and do some damage.
And days ago or so, you said in here, my best pitching is yet to come. You still feel that way because it seems to be sending that way?
Well, that's the way I feel, and I intend to back it up with the way I prepare and go about my work week in between starts. You know, that's really what it's all about is trying to learn as much as you can, try and stay strong, combat fatigue or soreness, and have a good side and move forward. And scout as best we can, use the report that Borzella gives us, and do the best we can when we go out there. So I still feel that way. I think a lot of guys in the clubhouse feel the same as well about themselves, and that's the way we need to feel moving forward.
Jake, you mentioned Javi's home run. Were you able to see the play he made at the end of the game? I know you get to see a lot of his spectacular plays.
I did see it. he's a special talent. He does things that maybe a handful of guys in baseball can do. And it's nice to have a guy like that on your team, you know. Makes plays that look near impossible, possible, and gets big outs for us. And obviously the way he's swinging the bat, I think that was 20 homers for him today. That's a big deal for a guy like Javi. And, I expect him to use that as positive reinforcement moving forward. And just to reiterate the fact that he's able to do some really great things in this game. So just happy to have him as a teammate, to watch him go out there and do his thing every day. And we expect him to continue to do so.
How relieved are you guys that Lester's injury doesn't appear to be that serious?
Well, I mean, obviously, if it's serious, it hurts us a little bit not having him out there, versus if it's something minor that him and the training staff can work with and get him back out there sooner. Obviously, the sooner the better. Having a guy like him out there every 5 days is huge, because you know what you're going to get from him with his track record and the way he's pitched as a Cub for the last few years. We're expecting, or we're hoping to have him back sooner than later.
You've been able to compartmentalize everything that you do here since you came here. How much does that have to do with your success? Because you didn't back away all spring or early part of the year talking about free agency or anything else. You've never put anything off limits. How have you been able to do that?
Well, just I think the primary focus has always been and will continue to be on winning games. When I'm not in there, doing everything I can to be ready for my next start, because being out there once every 5 days, you want to give your best effort and help contribute to your team getting a win that day. So that's always been my focus. Other issues do come up. I have no problem addressing those. But then getting back to the basics of trying to prepare and help my team win a game.
The series continues on Saturday. Jose Quintana gets the start for the Cubs against Nick Tepish for the Jays.